Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 418. In yesterday's shiur, the Alter Rebbe explained the pasuk Al Yishalu Chacham B'Chachmasei, that the Chacham should not rejoice, should not be proud of his Chachma, but rather in the doing of Chesed. So the Rebbe explained that Al Yishalu Chacham B'Chachmasei means that the Chacham, the one who studies Torah, should not be pleased B'Chachmasei with the fact that the Torah remains God's Chachma. Because the idea is to bring chayis, to bring life from godliness into the world, and as long as the Torah remains God's Torah, in other words, it remains a little bit above the world, then it is not giving life to the world. But in order to bring the Torah down, that it should be able to give life to the world, you have to have the element of chesed, because chesed is what comes down from the higher place to the lower place, like water. And in order to do that, in order to bring life to the world, you need the chesed to bring the hashpah, to bring the light and the life from God into the letters of speech, because it is the letters of speech with which God creates the world. As we learned earlier, that biyud kei Hashem tzurei lomim, that with the two letters, yud and hey, of God's name, the first two letters of God's name, the world was created. The world to come with the yud, and this world with the hay. But in order to bring the chayis down into the letters, there has to be the element of chesed. And therefore, there has to be the act of tzedakah. Tzedakah is an act of chesed, and that brings chesed above. And through the chesed above, the chayis comes down into the letters of God's speech, and that's what gives life to the world. Now in today's shiur, in the middle of the page, at the period, it begins with the word Uvazeh. Uvazeh Yuvon. And with this we'll understand Mashiko Omar Harizal Sheyesh Beis Mine Neshames BiYisrael. What the Harizal said, that there are two kinds of Neshames among Jews. Nishmes Talmidei Chachamim. They are the souls of the Talmidei Chachamim who are Eiskim B'Teira Kol Yimehem, not the average Talmud Chacham, but those Talmidei Chachamim who spend all their days and all their life in the study of Torah. And then there's all the rest, the Nishmeis Bali Mitzvah Ha'iskim B'Tzedakah Gemilus Chasadim. And then there are those Nishameis who are Bali Mitzvahs, people who are devoted, their function is to do mitzvahs, and particularly to give tzedakah and Gemilus Chasadim and so on. And here he doesn't say Kol Yimehem, because it could be that they learn also. So the difference is that there are those who learn all their life, and there are those who don't learn all their life, so the mitzvahs, and particularly tzedakah, is essential to them. So what do we need to understand in the statement of the Arizal? Gam Talmidei Chachamim Tzrichim La'asik Migmilos Chasodim. Even the Talmud Chacham has to do mitzvahs and give tzedakah. K'mayim erizal, as the Gemara says, shafilu teira einlei, that anyone who says, I will only study teira, then even teira won't be his. He won't even succeed in that. So he has to have tzedakah also, he has to have mitzvahs also. So what does it mean that there are those neshamas that study teira, and those that do mitzvahs? Every neshama has to do mitzvahs. Elo shehatamidei chachamim sheteira osam ikir. But those Talmidei Chacham whose study of Torah is primary, and that's what they spend most of their days. And only a small amount of time is spent in tzedakah and mitzvahs. The effect that their initiative below, in the act of tzedakah, of chesed, their initiative, which is meant to arouse a response from above, to arouse the divine chesed, l'ham shechulahedet erein seif, in order to bring down godliness, hamalubash b'chachma ilah, which is clothed in chachma ilah, mokeh teiras Hashem, shebepihem, which is the origin, the source of the teizah, which they are studying, which is in their mouth, which they're verbalizing. And this Teda needs to be brought down. This, the Moked of Teda, the source of the Teda needs to be brought down into this world so that it's giving life to the world. So through these Talmidei Chachamim, whose chesed is only some time, a little amount of time spent in chesed, therefore their chesed arouses a chesed that draws down the origin of Teda only to the souls as they are in the world of Bria. So it comes from the world of Atzilus into the world of Bria. Al Yedei Esik HaTalmud, through the study of the Gemara, Ulam Malochim Shebi Yitzira, and it comes down to the angels in the world of Yitzira, Al Yedei Limud HaMishnah, through the study of Mishnah. So through the study of Gemara, the godliness comes down to the world of Bria. Through the study of Mishnah, it comes down to Yitzira. Because the higher something is, the lower it can come. So because the Mishnah is higher than the Gemara, therefore the Mishnah can bring godliness down to the world of Yitzira, whereas the Gemara brings it only to the world of Bria. And even in the worlds themselves, the Gemara brings the godliness to the Neshamas of Bria, whereas the Mishnah brings not only to the world of Yitzira, but to the angels of the world of Yitzira. Since the life and the energy of the angels and the souls as they are in heaven comes from the combination of letters of speech, he Teira Shebal Peh, which is primarily the words of Teira, the oral Teira, and the origin of these letters is the Chachma Ilah, as we learned earlier, that the form of letters comes not from the breath. The form of the letter comes from higher than Seichel, Chachma Ilah. Ah, l'ham shechula heyded ha'ora v'chayis m'b'chinas hevel ha'elyin, hey tato l'ilam haza ha'shofol. But in order to bring godliness from the breath, the divine breath, which is the second hey, the lower hay, to bring that into this world, this lowly world, shehu tzimtzum gadol b'yesed oz, which is a much greater tzimtzum than bringing godliness to the souls of Yitzira, or to the angels of Yitzira, for that is lo dai b'sarusa d'letate shel talmidei chachamim, the arousal, the initiative of the talmidei chachamim, who spend a little amount of time in tzedakah and in gemilas chasadim, their arousal and their initiative is not enough to bring godliness into the world. That comes only through the effort or through the initiative of the mitzvah doers. Who spend most of their time with tzedakah. And that's why those who give tzedakah are called the supporters of Torah. That they support the Torah. Vehein b'chinas u'madreges netzach v'heid l'hiyesan mamshichim eir ha-teira l'mata l'ilam ho'asiyah. Those who do the mitzvahs and give tzedakah are called the supporters of Teira, and they are also described as the attributes of netzach v'heid. Why? Because they bring the light of Teira down into the world of asiyah, into the world of action. As the legs, which Netzach and Heid represent, as we learned earlier, that the legs represent the support behind the head and the heart. So the people who give tzedakah, that's what brings the Teira, which is the head, Chachma Ilah, that's what brings the Teira down into the world of action, as the legs carry the head where it needs to go. Give action to the head. Uvazei Yuvon. And with this we'll also understand Lama Nikra Hatzdaka B'Shem Maisa, why Tzedaka is called an act. Kamesh Kosu V'Hoye Maisa Hatzdaka Sholim, Why is it called Maisa act of shame Shapuloso Laham Shekhir Hashem La'ilam Hoasiya? Because the effect of tzedakah is that it brings godliness into the world of asiya, into the world of action. It brings the Torah, which the Talmud Chacham can bring down only to the worlds of Briya and Yitzira. The mitzvah of tzedakah brings the godliness down to the world of asiya as well. V'zehu digdug loshen zeir HaKadosh man de'ovid shmo kadisho. Going back now to the original Zehar, which the Alter Rebbe began at the beginning of the Eis of Siman Hei, to explain where the Zehar says that Avraham made a name for himself. And the Zehar makes a statement on that who is the one that makes a name, the name for God, for godliness? It's the one who gives tzedakah to the poor, to the unfortunate. I'm sorry, that David made a name on the pasuk Vayaz David Shem, that David made a name, and the Zayat explains that because David did tzedakah with the people, therefore he made for himself a name. And then the Zayat goes on to say the Pshimon Amar, that who is it who makes a name for God, a holy name? The one who gives tzedakah to the poor every day. So now the Alter Rebbe explains that the Zohar uses the word man de'ovid shmo kadisha, the one who makes a holy name, de'ovid daiko, and he uses necessarily the word de'ovid ki b'sarusa de'otato, because through the initiative below, b'tzedakah v'chesed tato, with tzedakah and kindness on the earth, on the earthly level, on the human level, me'eder chesed elyein, that's what causes the kindness above. So he is ovid, he makes the holy name, God's name, because God's kindness comes as a result of his kindness. Ki b'sarusa de'otato b'tzedakah v'chesed tato, me'eder chesed elyein, l'ham shecherein seif, me'bichinas chach me'ilo, to bring godliness down from the level of the divine chachma, which is yud shel shem, this chachma ilah, which is represented by the yud of God's name, is brought down lehei shel shem to the hey of God's name. The second hey, b'chinas hadibur v'ruach pivis bodeich, the letter hey that represents the divine speech, kedei lahashpia le'elam ha'asiyah, so that the godliness reaches also the world of asiyah. V'al derech moshul lahavdu havdolah sein keitz, and as the example goes, only infinitely greater, kemei she'adam einei medaber elo la'achidim, just as a person speaks only to others, v'lo yikishu beinei lebein atzmei, and not when he is by himself, in the same way that God's divine speech means the revelation into the world of Asiya, because above Asiya, where there's God alone, there's no need for speech. The Oz, and then when there are others, Mitzamtim Sikhle Machchafte Bidibure Aleihem, then when there are others, he condenses his thoughts and his seichel into the words that he speaks to the others, Vahamaskilim Yevinu, and those who are wise will understand. Nahayim Yem, for the 18th of Av, the Rebbe writes that the Mittel Rebbe says, in the name of the Alter Rebbe, that Avas Yisrael, the love for another Jew, has to penetrate into the very core of life itself. As it says, by the love of, concerning the love of God, v'ahavta Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. So the Medrash says, "Ayhaveihu ad mitzi hanefesh," that you have to love God until the very last drop of your soul, down to the core of your soul. In the same way with Avas Yisrael, because Avas Yisrael has to be as profound and as deep and as real as Avas Hashem.